Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, August 31st through Monday, September 6th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start the podcast by noting that today, the day this podcast airs, Monday, August 30th, is the day that Mayor Steve Adler will present his State of the City address at 4 p.m. Sorry for the short notice, but the date was not known to us a week ago, so what can you do? On Tuesday, the Congress for New Urbanism Central Texas chapter hosts a forum called The Intersection of Everything, Building an Anti-Fragile Austin. It's an interesting choice of words, but I gather that it has something to do with resilience, a word that is being utilized when discussing the future of Austin. The event features Charles Marone, engineer, author, and founder of the Strong Towns Movement, to speak about strategies for incremental, fiscally sustainable development that will build financial resilience and prosperity that Austinites can share in for years to come. This is actually an in-person event that will take place in the demonstration area of the Austin Central Public Library. Capacity is limited, and they will be observing spacing and other City of Austin guidelines for COVID-19. With regard to the changing demographic trends outlined in the latest census, the Group Habla, Hispanic advocates and business leaders of Austin, hosts a plática, or community conversation, on the new 2020 census data and what it suggests about opportunities and challenges for Latinos. A featured presenter includes Dr. Lila Valencia, the demographer for the City of Austin. Since the Central Texas economy is heating up, so are the opportunities for Central Texans to connect with employment opportunities via job fairs and career expos. Analytics Week and jobsoffice.org are hosting their once per month job fairs this Friday, both at 11 a.m. Also on the economic front this week, there are several marketplaces at which you can support local entrepreneurs. This week, Free to Friday ATX Marketplace takes place on Wednesday, September 1st. So please note that is Wednesday, not Friday, for Free to Friday. The event hosted at Meanwhile Brewing promises to be an evening of music, shopping, and connecting, where you can connect with about 22 or more local vendors. Friday's musical guest is DJ La Morena and La Nancita. Thus, this weekend, the Austin Flea sets up at De Nada Cantina on Saturday, starting at noon, and at Oakmont Food Company starting at 10 a.m. The Austin Flea features all local handmade wares and vintage finds from some of Austin's most creative and talented folks. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted two times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warmline The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak to someone on the warm line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free event recommendation for this episode, which is the Sound and Cinema series presented at the Long Center by Do512 and Yelp. Grab your friends and family and come experience free live and local music combined with classic movies and cult films projected onto a giant inflatable outdoor screen, all with a beautiful downtown view in the background. This week's movie is Clueless with music from Darkbird. Check our podcast calendar for the lineups for weeks 2, 3, and 4. I'll end the podcast by highlighting this week's featured businesses for ATX Black Food Week. Black Food Week aims to provide the Austin community with information about and support for Austin's new and long-standing Black-owned restaurants that have become pillars in the Austin community. Week 2 highlights food trucks and features businesses My Granny's Kitchen, Wasota Vegan Paradise, Winston's Kitchen, Sassy's Vegetarian Soul Food, Tony's Jamaican Food, Jay Lenardi's Barbecue, Paradise on Ice, New Orleans Cajun Cafe, and Emoji's Grilled Cheese. Support Black entrepreneurship by dining in at these restaurants or ordering takeout or delivery. You can also buy gift cards and give them to your friends. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Can's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of Can and or individuals or organizations directly affiliated with Can. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.